Fuel, of course, is the biggest component. The second largest component is our tobacco sales. And we measure by packs rather than by dollars because the prices change. But it is the most important item that we sell besides fuel.
And do the people who come in to buy tobacco will also buy other things? I mean, they may come in for gas, they may come in for tobacco, but they may get a cup of coffee or...
Exactly. Like snacks and sodas and that sort of thing. There are ancillary sales that go with that.
There is a move afoot to try to get candidates for the General Assembly to sign a pledge to raise the tobacco tax. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's kind of like the Norquist situation that occurred in the Senate, where they had various members of Congress promise no new taxes. And that came under an awful lot of criticism. And this is sort of the reverse. Well, this principle is being applied to a different item now, a different tax. It's raising taxes before all sides are heard on the issue. So I think it's wrong for them to require or request these candidates to make a commitment before it's gone through the due process.
And does it bother you that it appears, if everybody holds this pledge, a majority of the House, a majority of the Senate in Maryland appears committed to doing this?
Yes, it does bother me because I think it's unfair to the small businesses. And as you listen to all the rhetoric and all these campaigns, the people that are running for office or running for higher office, they claim to be concerned about jobs and helping business, especially small business. Small business is classified kind of with motherhood and apple pie, but their actions don't match their words.
Gotcha. And there's also a concern about stopping kids from smoking. Do you think raising the tax does that?
You know, it's hard to measure that. I know that we are very diligent at our gas stations. All the employees are trained. They're retrained. We are tested in the marketplace by the health departments. They come around and perform stings at our stations. We strictly enforce the underage laws.
And there are stickers at the counter at your station and a lot of others that say you've got to be 18 or born before the state.
Absolutely. And there's also laws that say that if a customer doesn't appear to be 27 years of age, we test them for valid ID before we'll release tobacco products to them.
Do you keep stats on the number of people you turn away for cigarettes because they're underage or there's some question?
No, but I can tell you it's a steady flow. There is that group of youngsters that try and try and try, and they go from store to store to store, and you see a lot of tries because they're getting turned down in most places.
Okay, and you plan on going to Annapolis next year to talk to lawmakers if they ask you to do that?
Yes, I'd be glad to represent my dealers association and provide real information as far as what happens in the marketplace, because there's two components to this. There is a health component, which is what this is, where this is being come from right now. And you have to understand, I am not a smoker. Mm-hmm. I am in favor of tobacco taxes. I think the people that use these products, which we all know are dangerous, should contribute to a fund to help pay for their medical treatment if and when they get sick. I also think that these funds should be used to educate the youth, try to keep them from starting, also to help people quit. But this is a legal product, and it's been sold forever, and I don't see any sign of it as ever being banned. So it's got to be obviously managed, which we're doing now. But there is a business component to this issue that is constantly ignored, and that is when there's a business problem when our taxes get out of proportion to other states around us. We are exporting our business to other states. For instance, I traveled to Virginia last week, and when I crossed the 301 bridge, cigarettes down there were $20 a carton less, and gasoline was 24 cents a gallon less. What's happening is, when this tax is increased again, if it is, then the margin will be a $30 difference, and you can hardly blame a taxpayer or a consumer for trying to save money. And these taxes are turning good, solid citizens into criminals by crossing the borders.
Or buying them on the internet and not taxing them.
Right. They're not supposed to be sold on the internet, but they are.
Right. I got you. Anything else you want to add, Keith?
I would like to say that Maryland has between 700 and 800 miles of border with its surrounding states. We are way, way higher than anybody else, and apparently they're going to try to push it even higher. And we have the comptroller's office only has 12 tobacco enforcement officers to patrol Route 95 and all the interstate highways, plus all the borders, and it's an impossible task.